This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Attorney General is investigating one of the state's largest towing companies for frequent legal violations. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Attorney General Phil Weiser says the state's received almost 1,000 complaints against Wyatt's Towing in the past couple years. The company's a prominent tower in Metro Denver and works with a lot of residential communities. Weiser says many complaint allegations focus on violations of a new state law that protects consumers from large tow bills.
If your car is towed without your permission, don't just assume that whatever amount you're told to pay is what you need to pay.
Weiser wouldn't comment on the timeline for the completion of his investigation, but he said it could result in compensation for people who've been towed improperly and civil penalties for Wyatt's. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A judge has delayed deciding whether the prosecution of the alleged King Super shooter can proceed. The judge will hold a hearing with experts to determine if the mentally ill man charged with killing 10 people at a Colorado supermarket in 2021 is mentally competent to be tried. Last week, it was announced State Mental Hospital had determined the shooter was now mentally competent to proceed in the case. However, the shooter's lawyer is challenging that finding. Aurora has reinstated its reserve police force. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The reserve force will be made up of volunteers who will not be considered part of the police force. Interim Police Chief Art Acevedo says only high-caliber applicants like city employees and retired officers will be considered.
So they're actually going to go through the same hiring process in terms of the vetting, the testing that our police officers go through in terms of our lateral police officers that come to the modified classes.
Aurora shut down the reserve officer force 18 years ago due to low interest and a city code cleanup. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The Aurora Fox Arts Center has a new leader. City officials have selected Richard Cowden as the Fox's new executive producer. He formerly oversaw programming at Denver's Meisel Arts and Culture Center. This is CPR News.